Yo, what is up? This is Daniel Regueira, and today I'm kicking off a new segment called Tequila Takes. This is the first installment of said segment, where basically we're just going to shoot the shit and talk about something happening in the world and give you our take on it, and ostensibly be drinking, not necessarily. I have a rum next to me because I'm an alcoholic, but don't have to drink. So today, to kick it off, I have Mr. Introduce yourself.
Yeah. Hi. I'm Dustin, or Dusty Hill. I have a podcast called Price Count, where I talk about Pokemon, which probably gives you an idea of what we're talking about today.
That's right. Also the title, but yes.
That too.
So yeah, having Dustin on. Do you prefer Dusty or Dustin?
Dusty's good. That's what I go by for the most part.
Okay, I'll keep it to Dusty. Okay, so I'm having Dusty on to talk about specifically Pokemon Sword and Shield and to give y'all our takes. We were talking earlier, I was like, save it for the podcast. We were talking about the, for those of you that don't know, I guess let's give background. There has been a lot of drama in the Pokemon community around these games. Dusty, I'll let you explain, I guess, Dexit and like the other drama.
Yeah, so for those of you out of the loop, which of you are, I applaud you. I wish I was there. Dexit is akin to Brexit, because when they announced Sword and Shield way back in February of this year, after the whole big announcement and everything, they did an interview, and they said right there, not all the Pokemon were going to be in this game.
Right.
And from there, people absolutely lost their fucking shit. Right. he was like, what do you mean all Pokemon are going to be there? How is this going to be a good game? How could you catch them all? And
right, that's like the whole tagline is gotta catch them all.
Yeah, but it's just like, they're like, we wanted to add new stuff to this game, and adding all these animations, all these models was going to hinder us. And so people just took that, threw that shit out the window, just like pretty much started boycotting the game the day after the trailer came out.
It went like people went fucking apeshit. And like in the beginning, I was a little, I wouldn't say I was like pissed, but I was like, I was, I don't know, like not happy about it. And then I was like, well, you know, like I don't, it's not a huge deal to me that all the Pokemon won't be there. And like ostensibly it was to, supposedly the reasons they gave were the animations and also that they were going to try to balance the game, which like, for those of you that don't know, Pokemon is notoriously imbalanced. Yeah, like there's this website called Smogon that, which I also just found out Smogon is coughing, I think in French or German, one of the two. Yeah. It's coughing in either French or German. I forget which one. I found that out like this week. Which is really weird.
It may be German. Germans are weird with their Pokemon names.
Okay, yeah. So that's where Smogon comes from, FYI. But yeah, there's this website called Smogon that they come out with this like very like well received in the competitive community tier list. And the tier list is like, you know, Ubers. I forget the rest off the top of my head. Fuck.
Ubers. OU. Like overused.
There we go.
Usually used. Rarely used.
There we go. There we go. And yeah, you know, notoriously imbalanced. So one of their reasons was like, we're going to balance the game. And I had a part of me was like, please do that. And another part of me was like, we'll see. Anyway, so the drama, yeah, it was the term Dexit, I would like to point out, and I'm proud of it, that I made a Brexit joke before people started making all the Brexit memes. There's some solid Brexit memes, though. Like, in the beginning, there was one where it was, like, people were trying to, like, sneak in Incineroar and stuff and, like, hiding it as other Pokemon. Mareep.
I seen that Mareep just as Wooloo.
Yeah. That was, like, they're so good. They're so good. Like, coming through customs or whatever.
Yeah.
God. Anyway, so huge drama. Huge drums. I think between the lack of Pokemon and then also, like, the... I don't want to say it's, like, shitty animation, but, like, the lack of, like, polish on some of the game?
Yeah, yeah. I
think, like, the trailers?
Yeah, I think a lot of it also came out after E3, because E3, they actually had the on-hands demo. And so, one of the big things was, like, they showed off Yamper, which Yamper is one of the best boys. I will fight anyone. but Yamper, they, like...
Explain what Yamper is. What is Yamper?
Yamper is the corgi Pokemon. It's a cute, electric corgi dog. It has a heart on its butt. It's precious. Protect it with my life.
It's pretty cute. It's pretty fucking cute. I'm into it.
Yeah, it had moves, and they used Tail Whip. And Tail Whip was ostensibly, like, the same move from Sun and Moon, X and Y, you know, the other games. But it's also, like, you know, I get why people are mad that they're reusing animations, but also it's Tail Whip. How are you going to reinvent the wheel on Tail Whip? Explain, please.
Well, and also, like, so with the animations, or sorry, not with the animations, but the models. Like, it turns out that the models they're using in here, obviously not for the Galarian forms of the Galar Pokemon, but for, you know, previous Pokemon, are all from the 3DS engine and are basically the same exact models. So there's a bunch of drama around that.
Mm-hmm.
But so we say all this to say that there's been a lot of fucking toxicity in our city. No, there's been a lot of toxtricity. Yes. That's a new Pokemon.
Yes.
There's a Pokemon named after a fucking System of a Down song. I love it. Dude, anyway.
You said that. I haven't even seen that Pokemon yet, so I didn't even realize that's what it's named. It's so good.
Oh, it's so good. Anyway, so there's been a lot of toxicity in, like, the community about these games. It's almost always, like, people with, like, fucking, like, anime character avatars shitting on it.
Anime,
like,
hiding behind our car avatars for some reason.
Yeah, yeah. Like, hiding behind some veil, you know, veiled identity.
Yeah.
Shitting all over these games. But, yeah, so whatever. It's been divisive. Game dropped. And, like, while I agree with, like, I don't disagree with the critiques, but I'm also, like, it's still, for, like, I'm at the 8th badge now. I'm about to take on Raihan. And, like, I have enjoyed it a lot. I have enjoyed it more than, I would say, Sun and Moon. And I liked Sun and Moon a lot.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's a good game. Do I want it to be, like, really high fidelity and, like, a AAA title? Like, fuck yeah, I want a AAA title Pokemon. But, like, this is still a good game. Stop whining. I don't know.
Yeah, no,
how,
like,
do you feel, Des?
I would say that, like, I agree there's some stuff that could definitely be improved on. But also, I have always applauded Game Freak for doing this. They always try something new and different. Which I like. And this, like, I've beat the game. Like, more or less, like, quote-unquote, beat the game, story mode, the post-game, and I have almost 50 hours in this game just running around, roaming the wild area, like, actually trying to complete the decks, because you know what? 400 Pokemon's actually feasible. 837 is not.
Is not remotely feasible. Yeah. That's one of those things where people would have to have a living dex. A living dex, for those of you that don't know, is there's a service called Pokemon Bank, where in previous generations you could, like, put your Pokemon in this bank. It was like an app on the 3DS, basically. And you would, like, trade Pokemon from, you know, like, older games to the Pokemon Bank, and then you can move them up to the newer games. And that's more or less how people would complete the Pokedex. It was a living dex like that. Or, like, just, like, trading a lot, which is, like, not fun to me.
Yeah. I mean, like, if completing, like, honestly, doing the previous games, I like catching all the Pokemon that were in the game, but completing the Dex is going back, like, three generations of games and moving them up one by one by one. That's not fun. Like,
nope.
I wouldn't enjoy having a completed Dex if that's what it was, if it took me, like, 200 hours just to transfer Pokemon.
Nope. Agreed. So let's hold on. Let's get out of the weeds a little bit. We're a little in the weeds. Gotcha. Just explain the game. Starters, fucking awesome.
Yes.
Love the starters. Gosh. They're so cute. They're all great. I love them all.
Mm-hmm. The evolutions, I will say the only evolution I'm not 100% sold on is Sobble's final evolution.
Yeah, I agree.
But I mean, I still like it. I like the design they went for. Just because it's not my favorite doesn't mean it's not a good design. Like, it's, you know, they went with him. It could turn invisible. So, like, it's a sneaky Pokemon. It's like, you know.
Yeah, yeah. So it's like a 007 inspired kind of shoots water out of its finger.
Kind of thing. Yeah.
I think it's fun, but I like the other two a lot more. I chose Grookey, and Grookey's evolution is fucking awesome.
Dude, it's real cool. It's freaking grass Donkey Kong.
Yes. Yes. Just a big old wood drum. It's so fucking cool.
Yeah.
I'm a huge fan. I named mine Oringotan, like Ringo Starr.
That's great. My
I'm proud of that nickname.
My partner got Grookey. She named it Caesar.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. And then she's like, oh, she just named it Donkey Kong.
So starters are great. I like the, like, design of the region a lot. And I like how it really reflects. I mean, like, Alola reflected Hawaii a lot pretty well. And I like that a lot about Sun and Moon. And I think this keeps that up with reflecting, like, Scotland and England really well. and like the differences between the two, and like having the like Industrial Revolution city, and then I haven't gotten to like the London city yet, but it looks really cool. Yeah, I don't know. I think the design of the region's really cool in general.
I feel like they've been able to do that, like Sun and Moon. Like, I have a good friend that's actually from Hawaii, and Sun and Moon is her top Pokemon game of all time, just because when she plays it, she wants to go home, pretty much. And so, like, they're good at capturing that. I like they're able to do that. Like, having this on the Switch just, like, was able to capture it even more better. Like, having speakers that actually plays the music really well really helps, because the music in this game is so fucking good.
Dude, the stadium music.
Yes.
It has soccer stadium vibes. Like, so there's little bits in the music that make it sound like the people are cheering, and it gets me so hype. Like, I fucking love it. It's great.
Yeah.
I think nailed it on that. God, there's so much to talk about. I don't even know. I love so much about this game.
Yeah, I will say, like, this game is the most fun I've had playing Pokemon, I want to say, since, like, X and Y. Like,
yeah.
And X and Y was, like, X and Y is a really good Pokemon game, but, like, the same, like, feeling of exploration and just finding everything. Because, like, for Sun and Moon, you knew everything going in, unfortunately. Like, the Pokemon marketing team went hard and was like, okay, here's all this stuff. You know, you're going to see all this stuff. For Sword and Shield, it wasn't nearly, like, as spoilery, which I loved.
I agree, totally. And I also, like, tried to, you know, like, the 2 weeks maybe before the release, I tried to, like, shield myself. from, you know, like, any stuff like Pokemon. Because, you know, Sun and Moon, like, a week or two or maybe 3 weeks, I think, if I remember correctly, before Sun and Moon, they were just like, here's literally all the new Pokemon. We're showing them to you, and it's like, what? You should have reserved it for gameplay. No. But, like, for instance, my friend, I went to go pick up my pre-order with my friend Joe, who's been on the show before, shout out. And we both got Shield, and they texted me, Joe texted me, just catch a Meowth. Just catch a Meowth and level it up to 28. Thank me later. holy shit.
Yeah.
I love it so much. I mean, this is going to be a spoiler take, but the evolution for Meowth is really cool. The Berserker, oh my god,
it's
so
fun. I really love it. And, like, there's also just, like, you can find a Galarian Meowth somewhere as well, and it has, like, the big, like, bushy beard.
Yeah.
But I had Berserker on my team for a good while. I love the whole, like, Viking aesthetic.
Yeah. But there's so many, like I didn't know any of that going into it. Like, I didn't even know there was a Galarian Corsola until I saw someone had one, and I was like, what the fuck?
Yeah, and then he's like, then you saw, like, again, spoiler, it's a fucking ghost-type Pokemon.
Yes, and it's, like, climate change-themed because it's dead.
Honestly, okay, this is heavy spoiler. If you go through the Pokédex and stuff, you'll see, like, this game is, like, there's a huge climate change, like, weather effect happening to the whole region.
Yeah.
Like, all the Pokédex have been changed for Galar, and that even, like, kind of goes, like, in the story to some point. Like, you may have noticed themes already getting to the 8th gym.
Yeah.
Like, there's, like, this huge, like, world-changing climate change event, and it's affecting all the Pokémon species. And I just, like...
Whoa.
Yeah, and, like, it's intense. Like, I really like going through the Pokédex in this region, because there's all these tiny things there.
That's awesome. Yeah, there's so much. God, the... One thing that's, like, really wacky that I think I like it. I'm not really sure how I feel about it. Is the fossils? The fossils are fucking bizarre. What they did this gen is, like, you get halves. So there's four halves total, and they're, like, tops and bottoms, and you got to, like, mix and match them with the fossil woman that revives them.
Yeah.
Holy hell.
The first time I did it, I was like, what the fuck did I just get?
Yeah, it's really weird.
It wasn't until my partner pointed this out. It's like, oh, yeah, when archaeologists first found fossils, they were just piecing them together. And, like, this is a dinosaur. That's how, like, a Brachiosaurus came to, like, be. It doesn't really look like that, but they just pieced together fossils.
Gotcha. Yeah, that makes sense. Now that talking about the history of archaeology, that actually makes way more sense.
And it's like, that's a really cool touch.
Yeah. But they're so bizarre. Like, they look so fucking weird.
Yeah, it's like literally like I got the one where it's like a T-Rex bottom and it's a fucking chicken up front.
Oh god, it's so good. It's so weird.
It's very good.
They're so bizarre. So yeah, they're really weird. I got the dragon. What is it called? Dracovish, which is the like water, the fish head with the dragon tail.
God, yeah. Those.
I named it Awkward with like aqua. very weird.
I caught that one. I just named it Ah.
Like real monsters.
Yeah, just like it freaked me out. And there's like I haven't even got the other two yet because there's like you can mix and match them.
Yeah. You got to trade with the other version too. What do you have? Sword or shield?
I have shield as well.
Okay, fuck. We both have shield.
Yeah. I mean, Galarian shield Corsola really
is so cool. I love it so much.
Did you know it evolves?
Yes. Oh yeah. I've seen Corsola.
Corsola is so good.
Creepy and awesome. It's, like gorgeously creepy.
Mm-hmm.
Like the design of Corsola is so good.
I love the design for the Pokemon this gen too. Like all the Galarian Pokemon, they're very well done.
I get like X and Y vibes more than Sun and Moon vibes from them.
Mm-hmm. I can see that.
Which I guess is appropriate because like, you know, Kalos is like right across the English Channel in this one since it's supposed to be Britain. But yeah, I don't like, God, I've had such a good time. I've loved the shit out of this game.
Yeah, I have.
I don't know what else to say. Fuck the haters.
Yeah, honestly, that's it. Like, this game is good despite everyone giving it shit, and it's the fastest selling Switch game, like, ever.
Oh. I mean, I'm not surprised. I guess I thought Breath of the Wild might have been.
I was reading some stats on it. It sold more overall, but being out in 2 weeks, it's, like, with only, like, 4 million units in circulation, it sold the fastest.
Wow. You know, I have a couple friends who are like on the fence because of the all the haters. They're like, oh no, man, these anime. I was like, dude, just get it. Like, just get it. I started playing and I was like, just get it. And like both of them were like, yeah, I'm getting it. Yeah. Like, I can't not get it. It's so good.
Yeah.
One thing I did want to bring up for this gen. Sorry, go ahead.
No, it's like I've been in my Switch with me everywhere. People that have a question, I just literally put the game in their hands and have them run around the wild area. It's like,
oh, the wild area is amazing.
Yeah, get it just for this. And they're like, fuck. Okay, I didn't want this, but now I gotta go get it.
Well, in the wild area, I guess we can talk about that before we talk about what I wanted to talk about. The wild area, I think, is a... Because typically, you know, if you're underleveled, which I have not had an issue with, if anything, I'm overleveled. Or not even. I think I'm on par. Mm-hmm. This game has not been... Sun and Moon was like... It was like a hot knife through butter. Like, it just kind of like... You just glide through it. It was so easy.
Mm-hmm.
This, I feel like, while it's not like black and white hard, which I want, it was still somewhat challenging, which I appreciate thus far. I like that it's not like super Sun and Moon handholdy easy.
Yeah, the fact that you could skip the tutorial as well.
Yes, that is huge. And it looks like there's like an adaptive tutorial in the beginning where it's like, oh, you understand type matchups?
Yeah.
I guess I don't have to explain it to you.
Exactly.
Which is pretty sweet. But then so it's like the wild area talking about like things being hard and having to grind. The one thing, like black and white is so hard that it is pretty grindy. Mm-hmm. Like going back to it, you just grinding in Pokemon in the older games coming from, you know, like now in video gaming can be boring as shit. Because it's just like random encounter, same Pokemon over and over. Just to keep chopping them down. And there's something about, I was just grinding like 30 minutes ago before we got on this call. And I'm just trying to level up my Awkward and a few other ones. My Galarian Corsola. And even in this game, grinding is still fun in the wild area because of the variable like levels. And also the overworld Pokemon make it still pretty fun to grind.
Yeah.
You're like interacting with the sprites and stuff.
My God. I love it when like a wild Yamper or like Growlithe will just like walk up to you and they don't even like attack you. They just want to play.
They just, they're like looking at you like, yo, what up? You know what freaked me out was I was, like earlier in the game, I was just, you know, minding my business, trying to get around some grass. And the one of the first Pokemon that just chased the shit out of me was a Sneasel. And I was like, oh my God. Just...
And then they fucking run at you so fucking fast.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. They like sprint at you like, I'm going to get you, motherfucker. It's like, oh shit. which is actually fucking awesome. Like, that's a really good touch.
Yeah.
Yeah, the wild area is a fantastic touch. Yeah. I mm-hmm. have no complaints about it. I mean, like, I'm sure, like anything else, anything can be executed better. You know, there's nothing, yeah. no such thing as perfect, but it is very good.
Yeah, I love the wild area. Also, just like going around, there's also Pokemon that are like, if you haven't, like, if you're going through while just completing the game, there's Pokemon that are really over leveled and they'll, like, they'll yeah. hunt you down.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. When they wreck your shit. Like, yeah. I remember the first time, I forget which. I think it was maybe the Obama Snow outside of whatever Raihan City is called. I forget. What the hell is it called?
Oh, gosh. Something it's Lock.
Not Motostoke. Something Lock. Hammerlock.
Yeah,
Hammerlock.
Hammerlock.
Yeah, there's an Obama Snow that kept spawning like next to the entrance to the city that just wrecked me like, when I first got there. And I was like, yeah. Oh, God, it's the Obama Snow. But, leave me alone. Yeah, I loved that. But so yeah, wild area is great. It makes grinding like not that bad at all, as does like overworld Pokemon. Mm-hmm. And then I haven't gotten to the point where I can play competitively with people, but from what I've seen of the changes, you know, they remove some moves. I don't know if they do you know if they mess with the stats of some Pokemon in this gen from like older generations.
I don't know too much about the stats. I know some of the moves have been changed up a bit.
Yeah.
Like some moves, instead of like raising by one or two stages only raised by one, or vice versa. Yeah.
When like rapid spin raises your speed now.
Yeah. Yeah. Which that was a really cool touch, because rapid spin like has always been useless otherwise. Like, it gets rid of traps, but then it does like 10 damage, right. But also raising your speed. That's like a really good setup now.
Yep. The small changes that I've seen to the moves are good, and then on top of it, the changes to breeding for competitive I think are going to be really good. Because
breeding is really like easy in this game, which I love.
Oh, thank God. Yeah, because I haven't bred since like I think I did a little bit in X and Y, but not much.
Mm-hmm.
And then I did in earnest in Black and White, but breeding, fuck that.
It's been
a huge pain in the ass in past games, and I just haven't. Like, so like egg moving is easier now.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen like changing the nature, the effective nature of the Pokemon is really easy now, which is dope. I'm excited. It looks like competitive is going to be a lot more accessible, thank God.
Yes, for real. I actually want to jump in. Like, I haven't done that for the games like ever.
Yeah. Yeah, I did like on and off. The only time I did seriously do competitive was, or the last time I should say, was Black and White. And then after that, because you have to breed to be competitive or like hack it. I was not going to do competitive. But yeah, I'm super psyched for competitive. I think this game is going to revitalize that, especially there's like a ladder system now and shit that looks really cool.
Yeah, I'm excited for that.
Yeah, yeah. So overall, I think... we'll probably have to let the dust settle, the dusty settle. No.
Hey.
Before we like grade it in a lineup, but I fucking love this game so much.
Yeah. And like what I'm saying, because it is like a Switch game, I'm excited, like they have the capability of like adding updates or events to this game.
Mm-hmm.
Like especially like with the raid stuff, like raids in this game were created around the same time as Pokemon Go raids. And they have events for Pokemon Go all the time. There would be no reason to have them in this game.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I think that there's going to be, like, seasonal max raids, from what I understand.
Yeah, that'd be sick.
Yeah. Is it still, like, Butterfree or whatever right now?
Right now, I've seen... There's Butterfree, Corviknight, Scentiscorch. Like, a lot of the ones that are in the game... There's no like Charmander, or I haven't seen Dreadnought in max raids. But also like, there is so many spots to find those, and they randomly spawn every time they generate. So it's really hard to say.
Right. Cool. That's I think everything I have to say. What about you?
Yeah, I mean, the only thing is just like, just play this game. Fucking, if you have a, if you have a Switch and you haven't got it, just do it. It's do well the damn worth thing. It.
Yes. This and Breath of the Wild.
Yes. That goes without saying, though.
Yeah, that's right. These two. Okay, plug your shit. Where are you here from?
So you can find me at Prize Count, PRIZECOUNT, Pokemon Podcast, all your Pokemon all in one place. I haven't uploaded in a bit, but I have about, I want to say, 20 odd episodes of backlog. Once I'm done being so busy by the end of the year, it'll be more consistent. If you just want to follow my dumb ramblings, you can follow me at Dust E Hill. And yeah, that's where
you find me.
On Twitter, yes. Most things, I actually tend to keep same thing, but I'm only really active on Twitter. So talk to me there.
There you go. Boom. All right. Thanks for listening, y'all.
Yeah.
Peace.
Hasta.